So the gospel begins this morning with after he had fed the people, which is a clue to the gospel that we would have heard last week had it not been the Feast of the Transfiguration. Because as we celebrated that feast last week, those readings took the place of the regular cycle. So last week we would have had that miracle, the multiplication, where Jesus, with just a few little bread and fish, fed thousands and thousands of people. A foreshadowing of the great miracle of the Holy Eucharist, of Jesus' power over the natural elements. And today in the gospel, we have the same thing, or a similar thing, where we see Jesus demonstrating his power over the natural elements as he was walking on the water. But if we do think back to last week, perhaps there is a connection to this week's readings. Do we remember what we heard God the Father say as Jesus was being transfigured? As Peter was exclaiming about building tents and wanting to stay on the mountain forever. What did God the Father say? "This is my beloved Son. Listen to him." And so we were invited last week to listen to Jesus, to tune our ears and our heart to the voice of God calling out to us. And maybe that's the connection with the readings this week, especially with the first reading in the gospel, as the voice of God is there on display. In that first reading, the prophet Elijah, he's going through a tumultuous time. So there on the mountain, right, there's the fire and there's the earthquake and there's the wind and the rain. So there in itself is a lot of chaos in his life. But it was the chaos in his life that got him to that place. He was the only good prophet that remained. And he had just gone to battle with all the pagan prophets, 450 of them, which he ended up slaughtering, conquering. And because of that, the queen, Jezebel, was seeking his life, wanted to kill him. So he was on the run, and he went to the desert and said, "God, just kill me. This is not worth living anymore." God said, "Get up and eat. Take food for the journey." Which leads us to where we were today. "Go up into the mountain," the Lord said. "And why are you here?" he says. "I'll be passing by. You will hear me. You will encounter me." And it was in that still small voice, in the midst of the chaos, when Elijah recognized the presence, the voice of God. And his response was to cover his face in fear. Because the Old Testament teaches us that no one can see God and live. But he recognized that still small voice in the midst of the chaos, in the midst of the confusion, in the midst of his desperation. There was chaos in the gospel. The storm was raging against that boat. And it was the fourth watch of the night, which is 3-4 o'clock in the morning. And they had been on the water for hours, rowing against this storm. They were in this boat under obedience to Jesus. He told them to get in the boat. And then he went up to the mountain to pray. And then he went and was making himself known. And that's what St. Mark says in his version of this episode. He wanted them to see him. He wanted to reveal himself. They think it's a ghost. We're very familiar with this story, so we don't really maybe think about how weird it is that someone's walking on the water. I've never seen that in my life. Especially in the pitch black night, in the midst of a storm. Is it any wonder that they were afraid? Is it any wonder they thought it was a ghost? In God's calculus, he wanted this encounter to be displayed in this way. He wanted them in that particular moment. He wanted them to be fighting the waves. He wanted them to be afraid. He wanted to reveal himself in the midst of the storm. What storms are going on in your life? What chaos, what confusion, what doubt, what anxiety, what fears are you facing this morning? Are you able to hear the still small voice of the Lord crying out to you, making himself known in the midst of those storms? This is a unique mass for us here at 7 o'clock on a Sunday morning. I imagine many of you are here because of the stillness, the quiet that we try to create here at this mass. Maybe some are here for convenience, but I think most of us are here because we desire, we crave this quiet encounter with the risen Lord. And we are all facing so much chaos in our lives, and we need this. But do we know that Mother Church commands there to be silence at every Mass? We have a sign on the sacristy where the priests get ready to remind us that even in the areas, the rooms outside of the church are supposed to be quiet so that we can properly prepare ourselves to encounter Jesus. After the priest says, let us call to mind our sins, Mother Church calls for silence. After he says, let us pray for the opening prayer, Mother Church calls for silence. After the readings, after the homily, after we receive Holy Communion, Mother Church expects there to be moments of silence so that in the midst of the chaos, the noise of this world, we can encounter the still small voice of the Lord. And that shouldn't be just here at Mass. What about in your day-to-day life? The Lord expects to encounter you there as well. Do you carve out times of silence? Or do you seek to fill every empty space with noise, and more technology, and more stuff? Just as the disciples were scared, oftentimes, we are scared of the silence as well. We don't always want to hear those voices and encounter those thoughts that creep up in the silence, so we try to cover them up with noise. But it's in the midst of that noise where the Lord will make himself known to you. Do not be afraid. It is I. What comforting words the Lord gives us this morning. And then we pray for that boldness of St. Peter. Okay, Lord, if it's you, then let me walk on the water too. Do you have that same courage? Do you trust the Lord enough to put that same request to him as Peter did? We don't have any text on this, but can we imagine what the others were thinking? Who does he think he is? Mr. Show-off, Mr. Hotshot. Oh, I wish I had that much courage. Man, I'm so scared. I wish I could do that. Maybe one day I can be like Peter. The voices in their own head, the voices in their own hearts. This is an amazing encounter Christ presents to us today in the gospel. And so often we shy away from the bold acts of faith because we're so lost in the chaos and the confusion, the anxieties and the worries of this world. But it's in those very moments where the Lord is walking by. It's in those very moments where the Lord is showing himself. It's in those very moments where the Lord is begging us to cry out, Lord, if it's you, call me to come. In one simple word is his response, come. When we're so caught up in the noise of our lives, maybe we miss that simple word, the Lord inviting us to a deeper act of faith. Or maybe we've convinced ourselves that it's not so simple, that there must be some kind of grand plan, some grand scheme of God revealing His will for our lives, that we're waiting for it step by step to be delivered to us. Where wait for the storm to pass, wait for there to be no more waves, for there to be no more fear, and then I'll be certain that God is calling me. Come, is all Jesus said, and Peter went. But he allowed himself to be distracted. Don't we do the same? Don't we sometimes take steps of faith, acts of courage and boldness, and then we cower back in fear because it doesn't seem possible, it doesn't seem right. It's not just my time right now. This is not the right season in my life. And immediately, Jesus rescued him. He didn't give up on him. He won't give up on you either. Then they got back in the boat and they fell down in adoration, the same way the Magi did in the manger so many years before. To fall down in adoration in the face of Jesus. It's what so many of us do as we come forward and we kneel to receive Holy Communion. As we make that act of faith that this really is Jesus. This really is God, and He's calling out to me. And with Him, I have no reason to be afraid, but I should only hope. We pray for the grace to be able to hear that simple, still, small voice of the Lord crying out to us. We pray for the grace to have the courage to follow. And when we fall, we pray for the grace to cry for help. Trusting that He will never leave us, He will never abandon us, but immediately He will reach out to us. Last week, God the Father told us to listen to Jesus. Can you hear His voice?